Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Welcome back to the Lads Podcast, where we're all about the big engines, the big yarns, and even bigger adventures.
And speaking of adventures, a massive shout out to Jai and Brendan at Black Cat Civil. Without them, none of this would be possible.
That's right. Thanks to Black Cat Civil, we had the unreal opportunity to capture our 2025 Tats Fink Desert Race, and mate, what a ride.
Absolute chaos in the best way. We also teamed up with the legends at Peak Productions to capture the whole experience. From the racetrack, in the pits, behind the scenes, pretty much all the highs and lows of racing.
Yeah, that's right, Stiffy. And now we've got a three-part series coming live for our subscribers over on Patreon. So if you want to see the dust, the dramas, and a few too many questionable decisions, jump over there and check it out.
You will definitely feel like you are riding shotgun with us. So jump onto our Facebook or Instagram page to find the Patreon platform link in our bio.
So again, a massive thanks to Black Cat Civil and Noah from Peak Productions for making this all happen. Rightio, let's get into today's episode.
Yo!
I want to thank me. I want to thank me for believing in me. I want to thank me for doing all this hard work. I want to thank me for having no days off. I want to thank me for never quitting. I want to thank me for always being a giver and trying to give more than I receive. I want to thank me for trying to do more right than wrong. I want to thank me for just being me at all times. Snoop Dogg, you a bad motherfucker, girl.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to another episode of the Lads Podcast. This is a major moment. This is number 100, Barney. Mate.
Give me a high five, bros. That was a pretty shit one. That's great, mate. We are... everyone, welcome to our 100th episode.
It is, mate. And we are at the Walton Hotel at Dursdale.
If anyone's listening, or everyone's listening, you're probably going to hear a bit of background noise because we've got not only at we're at the pub, mate. What's 5 metres to the right of us?
Mate, we've got the pokies over there. That's where we do the investing.
That's where we do a bit of slapping.
We've got a full fridge set up here just for today.
Fucking oath. Before we go too much further, I better crack the fridge. No, hang on. Let's introduce our one and only Pink Bits has joined us here on the bench.
Hey, you're not a bad yourself. Yeah, good thing.
I love it. And first timer, Bowie Aircon Man.
Yeah.
He's joined us on the left side.
How are we, boys?
Welcome to today's 100th episode. It's good to have you on.
Thanks for having me. This fucking is awesome.
How good? Oh my God, we've got balloons going on. It's a full-on atmosphere. So anyone listening, we've got this background noise going on. You're going to have to put up with it because
we can't fix it.
We're inside a fucking pub. Yeah. You know, so just fucking deal with it.
That's it.
Just deal with it. Let's crack a beer.
Well,
hang on.
Can't crack because we've got fucking glasses.
Well, I've just cracked the fucking fridge. There's how many fridges you got behind you,
mate,
there, bro?
I think we're going to get through two. The third one's going to be a mission.
That's good. Anyway, we can't crack, boys.
Cheers. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. We can't crack cans because we're on the fucking tap. And how's it going down? Barney, what are you drinking?
Mate, we've got a Stone and Wood.
Yeah.
And it's
not bad.
A pint too. She's good.
She's a fresh keg.
She's delicious.
Yeah, exactly. Pinky, what are you on today, mate?
Super crisp, but still coming.
Yeah.
And Bowie Aircon Man?
We're on the hard rated today.
Mind a bit of hard rated. It goes all right, eh?
Fuck, it's so good on a day like today.
It's good as. So, mate, Barney, I guess what we're going to have to do is have a bit of a chat about 100th, yeah?
Yeah.
Now, today's episode is going to be what it is, right?
Yeah, look, we're not even going to apologise, are we? It's just fucking, it is, and you get it, and we'll give you your money back if you don't like it.
Yeah, exactly. And
it's free.
And if you were here, I would shout you a beer for the shitty fucking atmosphere that we've got. But it ain't shitty, it's good.
It's not, mate, it's good. It's going to go down good.
Absolutely. Well, Bowie, Aircon Man.
Yeah.
You've been a bit of a fan of the show, and you've done some call-ins, so thank you very much.
Just a few times. Yeah, it's been great.
Yeah, you've sent us in something that I should play very shortly.
Oh, yeah?
A little... Barney, I haven't told you this yet.
No, you haven't.
I've got a little... I've got a little something.
Have you?
Yeah, a little surprise. Should we just play it?
Oh, let's just crack it open.
Okay, hang on a sec. I'll just press record because I need my phone. Hang on a sec.
Go.
All right, here we go. We're back on. Now, Bowie Aircon, man, you've been a bit of a fan, like I said, and also you've been sending in, you know, a few fuck-offs and a few things over the last 12 months.
Yeah, from time to time.
Absolutely. Right? And you've done us up a little bit of a poem.
Oh, yeah.
So let me play this poem because this is pretty cool. Barney, have a listen to this.
Gotcha, go.
Barney, Stiffy, Pink Bits, how are we, boys? It's just a Bowie aircon bloke here. I don't think of myself as a poem writer, but I thought I'd give it a bit of a crack for you boys. And it goes a little something like this. Barney and Stiffy, a legendary pair, talking pure gold with zero care. Banter is so strong, it shakes the room. Laughs explode like a sonic boom. From wild yarns to random chats, no topic is safe, imagine that. So grab a beer and a pack of nobbies, it's time to tune into the Lads Poddy.
Oh, fuck yeah.
All right, boys, have a good one. Hope you like that.
Cheers, mate. Gatches. Thanks for that, bro.
No, you're welcome. Thank you. Thank you for all the laughs and the good times.
That's got to be our first poem.
Yeah.
So cheers, mate.
No, you're welcome. Anytime.
Absolutely. So, you know, this is a milestone for us, isn't it, Barney?
It is, mate. We've been talking about it for a little while. Yeah, it's commitment, isn't it? Like, it just keep on turning up. Keep on doing it.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. And Pink Bits, thanks for coming on again today, mate.
That's right. I wouldn't have missed this.
How's the fucking atmosphere, bruh?
Oh, it's good.
Isn't it hot? Do you reckon we could, have this as a normal
regular I think occurrence. That's probably on the list, I reckon.
Is
to
it?
Just have this as our podcast studio.
We can just dine about this to the floor, I reckon, and they got no choice.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Just leave that fridge there. Yeah. So it's a beauty.
And stocked up. Leave that stocked up.
Absolutely it is. So what else has been going on, Pinky?
Just trying to battle work with this rain and just getting it done, though. Had Friday off. Been waiting for this day to come, and here we are.
Here we are. 100 episodes. Who would have thunk it, eh?
It's crazy.
Mate, Barney, well done, mate. So, I mean, today's just more about a celebration. We've got a few things coming up with some call-ins, of course.
Yep. We'll swap a few people out of mics as well.
Oh, absolutely.
So as they get boring, we'll just bloody...
I just saw JR. Justin Ryder just turned up.
Oh, he is.
We'll get him on for a chat. But Bowie Aircon, man, before we go for a break, mate, give us a bit of a spiel about what you do.
Oh, well, I was originally from the Gold Coast, so doing aircon and refrigeration. Moved out with my family to Bow Desert and keep going out here. So doing all the new development and all the refrigeration out at all the pubs and everything else in between.
Yep.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Now, have you got a website or how does people, if anyone wants air conditioning in the scenic rim or, yeah, I mean, you go anywhere, yes?
Yeah, where do you travel to?
Everywhere from Cairns to Melbourne we'll travel. Doesn't matter.
Right. Cairns.
Yeah, Cairns, been there, been Melbourne, Sydney, everywhere. So just jump on Facebook and look up AirFX, Air Conditioning and Refrigeration.
Yep.
Same with Instagram. Pops up, comes up, and then send us a little message and we'll be out there.
Excellent. That fantastic. So AirFX, AIRFX.
Yes, AirFX.
I can vouch for him, mate, because he's put three into my place and, mate, what a job.
Yeah, he told
Clean,
me.
Thank you, brother.
You told me you had a few dramas at Barney's house, mate. Have you got a few stories about that?
Yeah. First, we had, we're on our last aircon out there, hot, 40 degrees out there, and we've looked down and there's red belly black over top of our tool bags and everything goes off and out into the bush.
Yeah.
After that, turn back around 10 minutes later, two whip snakes, 2 foot long, just walking through. I message Barney and he goes, I've never had that many snakes out there in 10 years. And I'm like, well, they're out here, bruv.
Did you tell Barney to open his fucking eyes?
Oh, I told him to open up the fridge while I'm there.
Absolutely. Yeah. Fuck yeah.
Right. So, those snakes, that's George and Nigel.
Pet snakes.
Snakes, glad he didn't chop the heads off.
Just trying to find the 410 to go.
So, mate, massive accomplishment to get to this far. So what?
It is, mate. It's been a journey, hasn't it, really, Stiffy? Like, so,
are you going to go with that, are you?
Well, it has been a journey, hasn't it? Like, a lot of people don't use that word enough, but you obviously choose it.
No, I'm not. You are.
So, since you guys have used it, I've heard it lots now.
Lots of times. So, yeah, like, it's a journey. So, and it is. It's one step and the other.
Oh, look at this.
Service with a smile.
Just a random beer just flies in.
What about Stiffy? So,
it's coming. Yeah, mate. So, what were you saying? Fill me in.
Just a journey, mate. So, it has. It hasn't had any downs, really, has it?
No.
It's all been pretty positive. So like it's hard sometimes just to turn up and show up. And you got to put that in. But, like, when we turn up, like, we've got no scripts. We've got nothing else. It's just, like, catching up.
Exactly right.
Having a beer.
It's good, isn't
it? And that's the way we want to keep it.
And, of course, the last 100 episodes, I mean, we started this Mother's Day a year ago. So, so it's nearly 18. Is it 18 months?
It's about 18 months. Yeah. So
the things that we've actually achieved, you and I, and where we've been and what we've done and the people we've met, it's pretty cool, eh?
So my highlights would be the people that I've met that I would have never have met if we didn't start this.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
That's the highlights. And everyone is just, I'm going to use the C word, but you're just good. Counts. Yeah, so because there's kids and that around, so I'm not going to swear, but that everyone is just so helpful and wow, what
it's
an industry.
Good. Yep. Pinky, you got something?
Oh, just well done on the 100th, boys, yeah.
Yeah, thanks, mate. Cheers.
I'll drink to that.
I'm going to use the mic. Beers.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
But yeah. Cheers. Yep,
cheers, thank you.
Cheers,
been a listener since the start.
Yep.
Neighbour put me onto you.
Yeah. And we moved into the studio, which is right next to Pinky. And hasn't there been a few times where we've been, you know, in the recording, in the studio, and the smell of your cooking comes through? It's fucking amazing. Now, anyone that's listening knows already that you've got a few things going on, but the cooking with Pink Bits, how'd you go this week, mate?
Last week I did the pork belly. It didn't turn out as good as the first one, but still was good.
Yep.
Chicken wings were just, no dramas.
Fuck those. And you reheated them on the cat cooker the next day.
Yeah, that Monday when that big storm come in, so.
Yeah. Do the boys get around that at work?
Nah, because they weren't there. Made sure they were gone before I got them out.
Yeah, right.
I just pulled them off the hydraulic pump when we knocked off. And I was looking at them like, that storm's fucking coming real quick.
Yeah.
Going to get smoked here. I'm like, fuck it, I'm hungry, I haven't had lunch. So I just pulled them off, had a couple quick ones. I'm like, I probably should get going here. And
so how do you actually pull a chicken wing off? Pinky, can you talk us through that?
Same as like the snags.
Snags, right, yeah. Copy. I'm glad I just need to know that, that's all.
Yeah, that's so good. Yeah, got a couple into me and then I'm like, probably should get out of here. And yeah, just got home and she started hailing.
Yep.
Did you cop any damage there with that hail?
No, we're right. Lucky I got the ute in the shed just before it all come, so it was a mad rush to run through. Had to unlock the front door because normally we use a garage. Run through there and had to unlock the shed by key because normally use a button, and then find the ladder and run up that to unlock the roller door.
Yeah.
And then in between
sounds
all
like
that.
A mission.
Oh, yeah, tripping over dogs and whatnot. So, but got it done.
Perfect. Now, this episode, of course, Ronnie, what we're going to do is we're going to take a few breaks here and there. So we're going to have a break soon and we'll come back. But I just wanted to say thanks for coming on board, Pinky, because you're part of the team now,
That's
mate.
Right. Thanks for having me.
And you're bringing some pretty cool shit. So plus you bring some the cooking segment is just phenomenal. So thanks for coming on board, Pinky.
No worries. Anytime.
And Bowie Aircon Man. How's the how you going there? You good?
Yeah, good.
You gotta get charged up.
Oh yeah, need another one. Oi.
Where's my credit card going?
And
Jake's still got it.
Also, how's I saw you walk into that room, the old investing room we call it. How'd you go?
Yeah, really shit. Really shit. It's just terrible.
Yeah, right. Market's down at the moment.
Yeah, no, it's just taking a big crash at the moment. So I might reinvest a little bit later, try and get some info around on what the locals here.
What do you reckon the secret is of investing over in that room?
Wait till Tommy's been in there.
Yeah, 100%. Wait till Tommy's been in there.
Wait till he's green in there and then go for it.
Or just wait after Centrelink Day. You go in there, or you wait after the Nana's been in there and just put her whole pension through.
A massive thank you to the Walton Hotel. Oh. They have put on a shindig today. There's some people here. So hopefully that room fills up later.
Oh, God, I hope so.
And we're in prime position to watch what goes on.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
and you might be able to make bank.
Oh, maybe.
When is Seno payday? Thursday or Wednesday?
Oh, I don't know. When is it?
Oh, I'd say Thursday. Let's call it Thursday. Right.
Should be pretty fresh then.
Yeah, should have it's a bit Saturday. Of cash in there.
It should be full.
It should be full.
It should be full.
I think it'll fill up soon.
Yeah, I'll go get it.
All right. How about we have a break and we'll come back, guys?
Yeah, sounds good. Thank you.
Yeah, we're fucking back on here, boys. Welcome back to the Lads Podcast.
And we haven't had a tequila shot yet either. Had a couple of fucking Stone and Woods.
Yeah, we have had a couple. Yeah.
Oh, you've had tequila?
No, I've had a couple of Stone and Woods, but I don't know what I'm on now.
I reckon next break we're having a couple of tequila
shots. I think
I'm
on the Blackfish. So, righto, back on the bench here. We've got a couple of more guests here for our 100th episode. Welcome aboard. Everyone that listens to us knows this voice. Now, don't speak just yet, but I'm going to introduce all our listeners to Cordy's next door neighbour.
Go, lads. How's it going?
There he is. There he is. Welcome aboard, Cordy's next door neighbour.
Yeah, thanks, boys. Well done. Congratulations on the 100, eh?
Oh, thank you. And also, we've got a virgin.
So this is a mate of mine that I've known for a lot of years, Stewie.
A lot of years, mate, yeah, but congratulations again on the 100.
Thank you, brother.
Thanks, Stewie. What are you drinking there, bruh?
I'm on the Tui's New, mate.
Oh,
Tui's New.
How do you like the setting here, used to?
Oh, mate, it's unreal. Look at all the friends and family here, mate. Absolutely. It's a great setup, the Walden now. Unreal. Yeah.
Yep. It is, isn't it?
Real good.
To both of you guys, obviously, being pretty close, like Cordy's next door neighbour, you're just up the road.
Yeah, and this is the local, mate.
This is the local. Yep. How good is it to see that there's a bit of a chapter change?
Awesome, mate. This pub's needed a revamp for a long, long time and, you know, pulled in here today and car park's chockers. I had to park beside some fucking shitbox Hilux that's got about 8 different fucking colours on it. I don't know what's happening there, but yeah, it's got fucking stiffy stickers or something on the side.
Has it?
Yeah,
right. Oh, now I know who you're talking about.
So you know Stiffy didn't drive it because if it's parked in between the lines, it's fucking Stiffy didn't put it there.
Yeah, it hasn't got the fucking rainbow paint job all over it either.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah. Like that. And
wasn't near a white van, was it?
Yeah. No, mate, I've parked that well and truly out of the way.
So I saw that parked way over in there in the garden.
Yeah, in behind the fucking trees.
It'll be there tomorrow too.
So come pick it up. Stewie, you came out with us last weekend. Was it last weekend? Two weeks ago.
2 weeks ago.
So we did our latest vlog we did for our Patreon viewers. We've done our kind of our third vlog, but it's our fifth vlog, but confusing as that sounds. We did our shooting vlog out at the clay shooting event.
That was unreal.
It was a pretty... Run us through that weekend, mate, from your view.
Oh, mate, it was a great weekend and a great afternoon, especially because we had clay target set up really, really well. It was great. And then just obviously you two guys and some of the kids taking on a few bets.
We were
winning or trying to win cattle stations then and there for a while, especially you two guys. But definitely.
Yes, we were.
Poor old Barney let the team down.
I did, mate. I did.
I think the pressure got to you, didn't it?
It did, actually. I think the banter actually got me. So when I dropped that first one, I just couldn't find it again.
I can't wait to see some of the visuals that Noah's captured. Yeah. You know, just some of your... Because he sent me a couple little things saying your facial expressions is just fucking phenomenal. So I can't wait to see that.
Yeah. When he dropped a few, I saw them as well. I was like...
It was a good afternoon, wasn't it?
That's normally what...
And especially before the storms rolled in, we just got out in time.
We did.
And that was great.
And then we went back to the Jimmy.
That's right, for dinner.
Had dinner and a few shots and a bit of investing done there as well. So it was just a good day, wasn't it?
It was a real good day.
It was a real good day.
That vlog's going to come out pretty soon. I think Noah's only about a week away from showing us a draft copy. So it's going to be good to see that.
Yeah, for sure.
Can't wait to see it.
Yeah.
Now, Stewie, you've actually got a bit of a story to tell. It's a job that fucking not many people do or would have heard of.
Run us through it, Stewie.
Tell us what you actually do. Like, if there's any other people that do this job, ring in and let us know. But I don't think there's many
There's not many, but yeah, no. So we supply koala leaf and plantation management services to all the zoos in southeast Queensland. So yeah, I've started cutting in Currumbin Sanctuary in the early 90s and just sort of kept it going from there, and then went out on our own, and just grown and grown and grown. So
and here you are, like, you've been busy as too. So.
Oh, we put in 7,000 trees this week, which is... People go, 7,000 trees, but it's not a great deal.
Yeah. Yep. I was just about to say, run us through a week of your life. Like, you supply the zoos for, you know, gum trees, right?
Yep. So we have a number of zoos. All we do is just supply them leaf.
Yep.
So
when you say leaf, is that still on the branch?
Yep. So we cut branches about 1.8 high. So that's supplied to them. And then in the background, we do the plantation maintenance. So I have staff that take care of that.
Yep.
And then we do, my other staff and myself mainly do the plantation side of things. So it sort of crosses over now and again, but we're sort of looking after about 400 acres of plantations.
Yeah,
Which is a fair bit. Now, obviously, most of them are floodplain.
Yeah.
So we have boom and bust type of things. But, yeah, so we've got high end. We've got, like, now mowers that are on tracks and stuff like that.
So is there a quota you need to do for the koalas or the zoos? Is there a quota you need to do every day, every week?
Or every day, obviously, we set a certain amount of leaf that we send to the parks.
Yep.
So, and that's obviously a thing that we've worked over many years to work out exactly how much they need for that day. So, and then we obviously then work out, okay, you've got that many koalas, so you need that many trees planted in the ground to keep us going and supplying you with gum every day of the leaf, every day of the year. Because with seasonal changes, gum species, it's all sort of changes. So
fussy koalas.
Very, very fussy koalas.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Wild koalas eat whatever they want. But yeah, so that's sort of what we do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's very interesting. Have you met anyone else that cuts gum?
Only Stewie. Yeah. I've never met anyone else,
Crazy job, mate. Yeah, busy, busy man. Like all the irrigation, the mowing, the propagation.
So we're just sort of in the middle of setting up 50 acres, a big plantation that we started last year. So we do 10 acres of irrigation, then we add another 20 acres this year onto it. So, and then obviously at times we're up north doing zoos up there as well and are away. But I first met Barney and Nat at Paradise Country in the late 90s, maybe.
It would have been the late 90s, sort of 98, 97, somewhere around there.
Something like that, Because when did you get married there?
So I got married there in 2000. 26th of...
Are you sure? Can we fact check that?
Yeah, be careful.
Yeah.
Nat, 26th Nat, of August. Is that right?
No,
she says, yeah, that's right.
Great chat. So we met these guys, and Stu and Gnomes. We used to go out for dinner every bloody Tuesday night and just,
Pagliacci's.
Yeah, Pagliacci's.
All you could eat for what?
Yeah, so good times.
Oh, how good is all you can eat?
Oh, and when we were dirt poor as well, it was great. Yeah.
What was on the menu back in the day?
Pizza, pasta, pretty much everything.
Lasagna.
Carbonara, I remember, and the Meat Lover's Pizza.
We'll have to go back there.
Yeah.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Still exists, that sort of
thing? It's actually, the restaurant's still open.
Is that still there? We stopped by and got a pizza. Holland Park.
Holland Park. So we'll do that again, but
I got a pizza there a couple months ago. Spectacular still.
Fantastic. Yeah.
Mad invite, thanks.
It was on my way home from work.
Yeah, right. Well, now, Cordy's next door neighbour. Now, I think we need to ask Cordy, next door neighbour. How does that nickname come about?
Well, as you know, Steve, there's a bloke called Cordy, and pretty close to you in the bloodline, I think.
Yeah, I think he's my man.
Yeah, I think he came out of his nutsack.
I was the fastest one that day.
Yeah, the fastest. Yeah, that's fucking sad, isn't it?
Yeah,
you won the race.
I won. Yeah.
Not saying much about all the others, is it?
Oh.
But, yeah.
Fucking boom.
Oh, no. Fucking 22, 23 years ago, I moved in next door to him, and he's just a fuckhead.
I'm glad he doesn't listen. So, yeah.
So, no doubt you've got some stories about Cordy.
Fucking hell, how long have we got?
Oh, well, as long as you want. Now, I reckon, because, you know, just even when you hit, like, you've got that much PTSD and trauma with my old man. Oh. Every time you hear an ambulance or a fucking helicopter.
Fucking care flight helicopter that flies over the top. Yeah, I just ring your old man and just go, what the fuck have you done?
Are you okay?
And then if he doesn't answer, I ring you.
Yeah.
And go, what the fuck's your old man done now? Like, is he fucking...
Yeah.
Has he blown him fucking self up again?
Well, I did that. But yeah. have you got any stories you want to tell?
Look, the best, most recent one, I reckon, would have been, he says to me, oh, let's go up the back and do some shooting. So I said, righto. So he goes, I've got me fucking 223 or whatever he's fucking got. I don't know. I'm not a fucking hillbilly. I just shoot. And, so we go up there and he's ute, and he gets his gun out and he goes, yeah, yeah, you have a go. So you fucking get it in. He's got this sight on it and up in the gravel pit, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
We're up there and shooting away. And he goes, right, oh, my fucking turn. I said, right, I'll go and fucking flip the target over. You get yourself sword and... He's yelling at me. I'm 50 feet away. He's yelling at me. I can't fucking see. I can't fucking see. I said, well, you got to line the sight up, mate. Like, you can't just, you know.
Yeah.
So he's got himself there, and he's got it all sorted, and he's got himself lined up. Next minute, fucking hell, there's blood. There's fucking shit everywhere. And I've just dropped out. I can't hear a fucking thing here.
Oh, you're right.
Yep.
Just keep talking anyway.
And so, yeah. Dickhead leaves his fucking eyeball right up against the edge of the fucking sight.
Oh, the old pirate trick.
Yeah.
Hey?
Oh. He fucking blew his entire fucking eyebrow off.
That's your old man.
That's Cordy.
That's Cordy.
The funny part was, like, he goes, fuck. I said, mate, you're going to have to go to the hospital.
Nah.
And he goes, oh, no, she'd be right. And he's fucking blood howling out of him everywhere. I said, mate, have you got anything? Typical farmer. Oh, there's a fucking dirty old rag on the back of the ute.
Just cleaned up with that.
So I grabbed that and I whacked it on his eye and I'm driving him back to the house and he goes, fuck, I'm going to have to go to the emergency room. I said, yeah. I said, I probably wouldn't tell him you'd been fucking shooting, but, you know, come up with some bullshit.
I slipped over in the shower.
So, yeah, something like that. I said, do you want me to take you? He says, no, I'll do it me fucking self. I'll be right. So, righto, off he fucking toddles. Goes, gets himself sorted up, fucking stitched up, bit of glue, whatever.
Yeah.
Fuck me, a couple of months later, he goes, oh, let's go and do some shooting. I said,
right,
eh?
Yeah,
right, eh? I said, right, I'll go first. So I pull his fucking gun out, and there's his fucking eyebrow.
still
stuck with the fucking sight.
Just so. Fucking glue the fucker back on.
Oh. Yeah, so that's classic Cordy, you know.
Yeah.
So, and your other brother, the dairy farmer that fucks cactuses or does whatever he does, he always referred to me as the fucking... Cordy's next door neighbour, and that's just sort of where it came.
That's right. So it actually came from Rod.
I think so.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, not a lot of good stuff comes out of Rod.
No,
but,
no.
Yeah, so.
No, he's got a lot of facts about cricket and fucking cows.
He knows a lot of shit.
Yeah, he does.
Cow shit. Shit. And then you've got the favourite child.
Jeff.
Jeff, yeah. He's definitely the favourite child,
isn't
he?
Jeff's the good one.
Yeah, he's definitely the funny one.
This fuckwit beside good value. Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah.
No.
My name's Jeff.
My name's Jeff. Yeah,
he's actually our very first guest on the show.
Yeah, he is. And actually, I was supposed
to... we're going to call him?
I don't know if I can. I'll have to...
Job, mate. Oh, no, we actually had seven jobs. Yeah. Job.
Yeah. It all just comes together just like that, eh, Barney?
Yeah, exactly, mate. It's easy.
Anyway, guys, thanks for coming on and enjoying our... And helping celebrate our 100th episode today. Because that's what it's all about. Just celebrating our fucking 100th... chop at this fucking thing.
Yep.
Yeah. So cheers,
guys.
Cheers to you.
Cheers. Thank you very much. Thanks, Stewie, for coming along.
Pleasure.
And
leave me hanging.
No, you better do it. Thank you. You can definitely hear the background noise, can't you?
Oh, it's great. I actually want it full time because this is the atmosphere that I like that. Like sounds, well, it's real.
It's good. Righto. Well, you got anything else you want to... You're good?
Mate,
you're
good? All good.
Righto.
No funny stories.
You got any jokes for us?
No funny stories. Fucking,
what about a joke?
I have come unprepared.
I'm not a joke type of person.
Have you got a joke for us? Did you say you have a joke for us?
No, I don't.
Oh.
No, I actually feel like Barney now. I haven't brought any of it.
Did ya?
I had to go there, didn't I?
He just turns up.
It just happens.
Mate,
you know?
Obviously, if you can see it, it's fucking what I do. So.
Yeah. All right. Well, how about we go for a piss break? See you. Bye.
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 Today's episode is also brought to you by TC Coolers. If you're looking for something unique, some custom gear to make your business stand out or your man cave even better,
then TC Coolers has you covered. TC specializes in custom stubby coolers, air fresheners, drink coasters, trucker haps, and much, much more.
And if you've got an idea, Thomas will make it happen. From design to delivery, he will ensure pickup is quick with top-notch quality.
Whether it's for your business branding, party favors, or just to add a personal touch to your space, then they can do it all. Visit TC Coolers on Facebook today and let's bring your vision to life. Righto, we are fucking live and back at the Walton Hotel.
We certainly are, mate. And the next two guys we've got on, we've got Daz and we've got Kim. Kim's on the right, Daz on here.
Welcome, Daz. Welcome,
and I'll
Kim.
Tell you what,
you're welcome for my presence.
These two guys got stories that none of them end up with, and we got home safely.
Righto, so who's going to start?
Me? Well, don't let me start. Oh, that's yeah. fucking
well,
terrible.
Let's go. So I work with Daz, so he's a rigger and many other things and that. But so I've probably a couple of years ago we met.
Yeah.
2.5 years
you
ago.
Poor bastard.
And yeah, it's,
I don't know why you still talk to me.
My life has changed fucking dramatically after meeting this bloke. So yeah,
not yeah, for right, the better yeah. either.
No.
Well, so. Run us through some of this stuff, boys.
Right, yeah. So the one thing that comes to my memory with both these blokes, so we got invited out to go and do a bit of clay pigeon shooting.
Yep.
At, where do you live, Kim?
Lockyer Waters.
Lockyer Waters. So we went out there and it looked like it was going to be rain. And I think the first message was Darren sent to me, just look for the driveway that looks like the end of your life and looks rapey. And take that one and go down there.
That's these guys. Yeah, it's a long rapey driveway.
The long rapey driveway. So we get down there, we set up, and everything's all kosher.
Hang on a minute. How'd you go with your Amarok?
Oh, yeah, I got that bogged in the first 3 minutes. And so. I think Kim said to me,
is
said,
this
don't
St. George?
Drive.
Was this
no, this is out near Gatton.
Gatton, right. Yep.
So we bogged the Amarok, had to get that pulled out. We set the clay pigeon shooting up. We probably have a couple of shots each, or it wasn't many, and this fucking massive storm came over.
It was typhoon, wasn't it?
It was typhoon, mate. It dumped, was fucking
I've seen videos of that. It dumped its fucking lunch all over you guys.
Yep.
So yeah, we were a couple of moist boys there that day, eh?
We were. So we packed up the shooting. We were, oh, well, that's probably it. We'll probably just go home. No. So we get a couple of cars, we get a couple of buggies, and we go, well, could you call it four-wheel driving or boating? It's a little bit of both, but yeah, so we go out in the paddock and it is like proper fucking wet.
Yes.
I've spoken about this on the potty
and
before.
Yeah, I've seen some video.
Yeah, and Darren's putting the fucking key in up to his fucking elbow and I think we wrecked your Polaris, didn't we?
Yeah, the wife's grocery getter.
Yeah, so...
she's real happy about it still.
Is it still broken?
No, it's just never been the same again. Since if we've let Darren near it or Hodjo near it, it's never the same.
Yeah,
I'm not even allowed to walk past it. She won't even let me sit in the passenger seat most of the time. I thought really privileged the other day. We're going for a run down the paddock. I was like, oh, no, I'm not even going to say I'm driving. She says, oh, you can get in it, though. Oh, beauty. Yeah, I don't have to walk. Yeah, cheers.
In the passenger seat.
Yeah, in the passenger seat.
She makes him run like the dog.
Yeah.
So let's, Kim, so your business is off the grid. So give that a shout out as well. So.
Off the grid maintenance and fabrication. We just do fabrication, mechanical maintenance, diesel fitting, anything actually. We do line marking and machine washing.
Do everything.
We do everything. We'll fix your deck. Yeah, we'll fix your deck. We'll, replace a gutter. It doesn't matter. We'll do it all.
So where did you guys meet, you two?
I, unfortunately for Kim, I moved next door to my neighbour. He's a good mate of his.
Oh, yeah.
And then, it sort of unfolded like that. And now Kim's life's never been the same.
It was a little bit like, you like shooting stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
You like cars. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, right, eh?
Right.
That's it.
We family. Can be friends. Family. Not even friend anymore. Nah, it's just family, so.
It's part of the woodwork, you know?
Nah, mate, that day was an epic.
Taxi.
An epic day, so.
Got it back up here.
We've spilt one, so that's the first one.
But it's a funny old story. Like, we sort of get back talking all the time. I grew up only 2 kilometres from him.
Oh, really? Back in the day?
Yeah, never met the bloke till 5 years ago.
Yeah, right.
Fucking unreal.
Yeah, it's meant to be.
Absolutely.
Meant to be.
So what's some of the stories that you guys want to run through today?
I got a little casual one from Tuesday night.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights.
Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Oh, it was Wednesday night.
Was that the video I watched before?
Might be. Yep. Might be something to do with it.
Right, yeah. Run us through. Go for it.
You know when you get a toy and everyone wants to play with it?
Oh, yeah.
I don't let many people play with my toys.
Yeah.
And after 5 years, Daz is like, give me a go.
And what toy are we talking about here?
This is me Ultra 4.
Is that the first time that he's driven that?
Pretty much. Yeah. I think so.
Wow.
Pretty much. The Ultra 4.
First time I've been allowed to move in it. Normally he's just like, you sit there idle. You're not allowed out there.
I'm pretty sure that's the last time too after the video that I've seen, yeah?
Yeah, I reckon probably too. Yeah. And I'm not going to blame him, really.
Yeah, yeah.
I will. I'm going to hold it against him forever.
Talk us through.
He might have tried to start off with a little burnout in the shed, right?
Yeah.
So we put some chocks under the front wheels, but she's still in four-wheel drive. Sends her full noise over the chocks.
Hey, what the fuck?
I don't know how to drive the fucking thing.
Just got in and planted it.
That was strike one.
Yeah.
Yep.
So strike two, we put her in two-wheel drive. He has another crack at her, right? Backs her up, has another crack. Hits me workbench, punches it in the wall of shed.
Oh, you did ya?
Yeah, it gets better, don't worry. Don't panic.
Righto, lads. This is strike two. Back it up out of the shed before you do any more shenanigans. Tries to do a bit of a skid and goes, oh, yeah, I'm going to do doughy. It's a bit different to what he's used to. Bit of a burnout car than what he's used to in drag racing. Bit top heavy, you know. Throws her in. Whips rocks at the missus' new Silverado.
I'm not in the good books with her either.
No.
Barrel rolls it in the car park. Yes. Right out front of the shed.
Rolled it in the car park on flat ground.
I'll show you some videos.
10 metres behind the shed, straight on its lid.
and peppered the missus' car.
Yeah, knocked myself clean out. He comes over, how come you haven't turned the fucking thing off? I couldn't even hear that. I was knocked out.
He's having a little sleep.
And then
there's never a bad day when Darren's around, let me tell you.
So that's an Ultra 4 car. So run me through, what is that?
It's like a trophy truck that's four-wheel drive. I don't want flaring, and we go over anything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So has it got the winches on the front as well? I got
a winch on the front.
Yeah.
It's, you know, they're dual-locked, 40-inch tyres.
Yeah, what donk you got in it?
I've just got a custom-made LS1.
Yeah, right.
I run a custom turbo 400. I run an Atlas 4-speed.
Yep.
We do whatever we can in it. You go over whatever they put in front of you. You're going over it.
Yeah.
And as fast as you can.
So how many competitions have you been in, or is it something you annually race?
Yeah, I've probably done close to 100 in it.
Oh wow.
Or in the cars I've had over the years, but. This I've sort of rolled off in the last couple of years. I'm just sticking to the Off-Road Outlaws event at the moment, which they do one event a year, which is just a great run event. And then I do a couple of the off-road events like like what you lads race at the Fink.
Yeah.
Like I did Bowen two years ago.
As a Don River.
Yeah. Do St. George.
Yeah.
Gundy.
Yeah.
You know, we just do what we can, what events we can get to in the time frame we've got.
Well, yeah, well, we're doing Gundy again next year, so we might even see you out there.
I reckon we should definitely do that.
A few beers, it's sort of, there's a possibility you guys might be out at Fink just to watch or...
Yeah, I'm pretty keen on going out there for the 50th.
Yeah, cool.
I'd like to go and race it, but if I can go and just leave and watch, spectate would be great.
Our next guest coming on board is obviously JR. He's here today, and I'll let him spill the beans, but we'll be definitely out there.
Yeah, awesome. Good news.
That should be a real good event.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I was there for the 40th. I was racing the motorbikes.
Yep.
And that was obviously 10 years ago now, but I can't wait for the 50th, eh?
Yep.
It's going to be good.
It'll be awesome. It'll be epic.
It's going to be, absolutely is.
Yeah. Every year it's cracker event, and every year I reckon it just gets that bit better.
Yep.
And it's
have
just
you done? Have you done the Fink
no,
race?
No, I've gone out to race it twice, and both times I've been let down. I've ran out of no gearbox the first year. The week before, we couldn't get a gearbox into the trophy truck, so we ended out.
Yep.
And then the second year, it was a motor issue a week before, so I'm not supposed to do it.
Yep. Yeah, is that something that you come along to as
Yeah, I'll be Daz? There. These boys, so Kim comes to all my, I do drag and drive
racing.
Yep.
So I just got a HR and we do the drag and drives. Done all stars in the middle of the year, do all the road trip drag challenges.
So how many events do you do a year?
Probably four.
Yeah.
I try to do four a year. I sort of canned off next year. I've knocked off until July because we got on the piss. You wouldn't believe it, but we get in the shed and we get on the piss.
Yeah.
And so this is the other time he lets me sit in his car and start it.
Yeah.
So I entered into Off-Road Outlaws. Oh. I don't have a car.
Right.
Right. Lucky he does. Yeah.
Sponsored.
Lucky he had a spare one sitting in a truck.
Yeah. And I'll tell you what, Stiffy, so there's he's struggling to find a navvy as
you,
well.
You wouldn't believe it. I'm real responsible.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, you want to be a navvy?
Oh, mate, I'm all up for it.
Yeah, look at that.
I'm pretty experienced in that role.
Look at this. Oh, you're done then. He's in.
Oh, my God.
See, you're fucked.
I'm going to show you a video in a minute and then you make your mind
up. Yeah, okay.
I'm going to give you like 30-second calls.
Kim was hunting for you. He's like, I'm taking Stiffy for me navvy.
I was going to get you in an Ultra 4, show you a real good time, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm up for all of it. So let's just sign up for everything.
Yeah, you'll be right. No, you can have him, Kim. I don't want to kill him.
So the only time I've seen this Ultra 4 go is like in the wet. Like, and I'm talking knee-deep wet.
I've seen the vids, yeah.
That's, yeah, you've seen those, but it was proper fucking wet.
Yeah, it's out.
And then went for a little drive down the driveway, Kim.
Yeah.
Talk us about that.
I was what just happened? Going for a casual recce run. We're just going to inspect the driveway. May have got a little out of control and spat her off into the trees, threw a fence and hung her in a tree, ripped the front wheel off.
Yeah.
Bent the cage. I mean, it was the biggest off of my life. Just going for a quick check to see how the driveway was, you know.
Yeah.
One minute you're looking at the bushes.
Next minute.
In the bushes looking at the road.
Well, guys, I just want to say thanks for coming on board and having a few yarns with us today and also making the travels out here.
I appreciate that. Thanks very much.
Absolutely appreciate coming out to the Walton. What a setup. How do you reckon?
It's bloody good, don't worry. We rolled in here and I was sort of pulling down the road thinking, oh, what's going on here? We're at the wrong joint. We pull in out the back, you know, these lovely people are out having their little event.
There's
out the
an
back
event
there.
Going on, yep.
And I sort of thought, oh no, what's going on here? And I'm thinking, I'm just about to ring Barney and is this a stitch up? I'm going to come find you. Yep. But we roll in, they're all good here. No, it's real good. It's real good.
It's
real
a good
thing. Good setup. Feed. Come out here.
Yeah, it was real good. Good cruise out here today with no windscreen wipers in the rain.
Yeah, thanks for the weather, Barney.
I actually didn't realise it was raining that much. I've been in the Walton that long since this morning. I didn't realise.
We have. We've been here for a while. We're watching the tech people set everything up because we don't do it because we've got like people that do that sort of stuff.
Well, obviously
for us,
not because it works.
Yeah, well.
So, mate, guys, thanks for coming along. Thanks for joining in on our and helping celebrate our 100th episode. It's been a massive adventure for us.
And looking forward to catching up with you guys at a couple of race meets and that.
Appreciate you letting us know about it.
Definitely.
And come up for a yarn.
If we see you at any of the races, I was in St. George or, Gundawindi.
And Bowen. So
Bowen or Fink next year for the 50th. I'm sure we'll take all this gear out. We'll always take the gear with us. So
I've already G'd Barney up to try and come to Off-Road Outlaws. Just come up there, have the weekend with us.
Definitely. We'll be there.
We'll definitely be
there.
You've got to come check it out. Absolutely. It's a different event.
We're going to go because you're navigating to Darren because no one else will.
Yeah. Righto, guys. Well, thanks again for coming on board. Thanks for the yarns and thanks for the support too.
Cheers, lads.
Appreciate it.
Cheers,
have a good one.
Woohoo!
I would just like to say now, before we start, how hot does my wife look?
Mate, we're recording, so she looks very hot.
She looks hot.
Yeah. Well done, Nat. Look amazing.
She doesn't listen anyway, so. No. All good. Right, I'm not looking forward to this next segment at all.
Why? Why not?
Well, I've got two of my siblings.
Yeah,
my
welcome.
Kids.
Welcome along, siblings. Jake and Holly.
Siblings.
Kids.
Siblings?
Yeah, yes.
Two of his siblings.
Okay, so Holly, welcome to the Lads Podcast, 100th episode.
Yay.
Jake, welcome.
Hello, how you going?
Okay, all of our listeners out there, these two critters here are Barney's...
Critters.
They're critters.
They're my kids and there's...
And I've got to give you both a well done because you guys have both done some piercings in the last week.
Mine's
because
gone.
We had some bets on our last vlog that we did with Noah from Peak Productions, the shooting vlog. Now, who are we going to go first? Should we go?
Small nipples.
Little nipples. All righto. So, Jake, after Barney and I had a bet off and I beat Barney.
You did so.
We won't go too much into that. But then, well, your microphone's nowhere near your gullet.
There we go.
There we go.
Yep.
So then you wanted to, what? Run me through your scenario. What happened?
Well, I wanted to see someone's nipples get pierced. But
yeah, so did I.
And then you two were trying to make a new bet, and I went, well, I'll just make sure Stiffy gets some nipple piercings.
Absolutely, because didn't work out that way. Before we get to that, you were on.
Yeah, like, let's rewind. He
your
was shooting good.
Dead set. I think you got like out of 20 shots, you got like maybe like 18 in a row.
Yeah, like, I think it was something like that. I think it was like two I missed or something.
Absolutely, like yeah. You are nailing it. So you were in this point copy. Where you were like, "Fuck, man, I want to get Stiffy's nipples pierced."
Yeah,
you were like, "I'm gonna beat you, righto." So we had a shoot off, didn't
yeah.
we? So
yeah.
Run me through that.
Fucking. By the beginning of the shoot-off, it was actually pretty good. You were hitting well. I was hitting well.
You were hitting better.
We went to about five, I think it was. I think you hit the fifth one.
Yep.
And then I went to go shoot my next one, and the wind took it.
Yeah.
And I was tracking it, but then it went backwards, and it threw me off completely, and I missed both my shots.
Excuses.
And then yeah. by the
end. But
it
anyway,
would be excuses if so Stiffy saw it.
I beat you. You lost, yeah. I won. All right. So the bet was you were going to...
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Get your nipples pierced yes. if you lost.
Yes, it was.
So you rocked up to the piercing studio. Yep.
Talk us through that.
Let us know. How'd you go?
So we were sitting there.
I had to drag him along.
It's been like 3 weeks to try to get him there. So.
Two.
Yep.
And I had to pay for both of them.
Yep.
Yep.
But.
Yeah.
I can't hear shit.
I'll just keep playing with it. You'll get it.
I'm getting there.
Yeah.
It's throwing me off so much. So, yeah, we rocked up to the piercing place.
Yeah. To get your nipples pierced.
Yeah. So originally we went to go do it Wednesday. And then we rocked up. They didn't have anyone there that was actually qualified to do it. So they said, come in Thursday. We've got someone here. And so I was like, oh, another day I'm safe without a nipple piercing.
Yep.
And then we rocked up the next day. They handed me over paperwork. I was filling that out, reading it all. And then by the time we got around to then getting ready to go get my nipple pierced, they ended up saying... We got to check to make sure first that you can actually get a nipple piercing.
Yes.
If your nipples stick out far enough.
Yes.
I went, rightio, okay. Walked in, opened up my shirt, just like barely, and she went, nah.
Yeah. Did she laugh or not?
Yeah.
She laughed. You don't have, that's unprofessional.
You don't have big enough nipples.
My nipples do not stick out far enough to get Hi a nipple nipples. Piercing.
To pierce. So, but what did you do about that? So no nipple piercing.
No nipple piercing.
It can't happen.
Yeah. Nipples, I went to the original bet that me and my sister had was I would get my ear pierced. So I went and got my ear pierced.
Absolutely. And you're still rocking it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I like it.
Yeah. She's a slacker.
Right, yeah. So let's dance over here to Holly. So it was, I'm not doing it. I said, mate, you made a bet. You're going to have to follow through. Like, Hodges do not renink on bets. So we finally got you after I had to pay for it.
Yep.
Talk us through it. How was it? So you called in a friend. You called in Stella.
Yeah, I got Stella to come with me because she already had hers done. So she came with me, got it done, hated it, got a video, took it out.
So it was as quick as that. So you got your nose pierced.
Yeah.
Not the ball ring like we wanted you to do.
I denied on that. I went, yeah, no, my daughter's not getting a ball ring.
But you got the nice one on the side, which is nice. It's actually, they look nice.
They look nice. So
they look good. They look good.
Not on me.
So you got it?
I got it.
How long?
A couple hours.
Not even 12 hours.
Did you sleep on it?
Here's the story.
Or you didn't sleep on it?
No, I didn't sleep on it.
Right.
How did you remove it?
Wait, okay. So I had a cold and I couldn't blow my nose.
Yeah.
It was pissing me off. So I grab a pair of pliers.
Yeah.
Pointy nose.
Pointy nose pliers and a glove and I just put the pliers on it and twisted the ball off and it was off.
Got rid of it.
It was done.
Well, So it's no longer in there.
No.
But congratulations and well done for even getting it done in the first place, because a Hodges does not
we
go
don't
behind
on, bets,
on a bet.
Do we?
Well done.
Nah. Even if I have to pay for both of them.
Yeah, it's totally fine.
So, Jake, how long do you reckon that's going to last in there? Because I like it.
I kind of... I'm getting...
Yeah, until Nanny comes.
Yeah.
Oh, until Nanny comes.
Oh, no. Nah.
It's not allowed.
No. Nah.
That's going to be the biggest issue.
So, is that a Christmas thing when Nanny comes down?
Yeah, yeah. So, we have like a Christmas family. So, I was just talking to Mum on the way here. I was like, have you told Nanny yet that I've got an ear piercing?
Are you scared of Nanny?
Oh, 110%.
She wanted to beat Miles when I got a tattoo. Good luck.
You've changed, mate. You've changed.
I was... Old Jake, I am the favourite grandson.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I'm the only one that doesn't have a
kid. But you look like a rock star.
Yeah.
So she might like it.
I think might be a gay rock star. But
try
yeah,
to stay my right side to her the whole time.
So is this like another bet or another dare? Can you see how far you can take this?
Sure.
Ah, yes. Right, let's see if Nana likes it.
Yeah.
We'll see. I like it.
That's the weekend of the 13th. So I'll keep you updated on that. So.
Absolutely.
So. Have you learned any lessons like stupid bets? Do we make any more stupid bets? Or
I'm not betting ever again.
Of course
again.
I will.
That's my boy.
It's
his mum didn't raise no quitter.
Risk versus reward. And you know, the risk was just a nose piercing or an ear piercing or a nipple piercing that couldn't happen. But
small nipples.
That's probably worse than being able to get a nipple piercing. Was now the fact of I've got small nipples and everyone knows.
But hey, you know what? I'd rather have small nipples than big nipples too.
I'd just rather have had a nipple piercing at this point.
Oh, because you could hide it from Nana.
Yep.
Yeah.
Could ya?
Yeah. You might just have to wear earphones like those headsets.
He's not supposed to be wearing them.
I'm not supposed to, actually. Apparently I'm not meant to because then it... Not enough air to it, so it starts puffing up and shit.
Oh, yeah. It's only short then.
You're only here for like... You've been here for...
Yeah, but he can't wear his gaming ones.
Oh. He's got to wear it offset.
Yeah, that's what I
do. Yeah. Well, mate, you look good. You look like the next Bon Jovi or something coming along. Mate. Yeah, I like it.
As soon as I got home, Mother was like, she's disappeared.
Yeah.
She was saying that I look like an 80s rock star.
Yeah.
But the gay one. So.
Out of YMCA. Yeah. That's good. Right.
So, why have we got these two kids on? I'm going to put $20 on the table if either of these two can actually say something nice about me.
Oh,
like, as he's growing up and really...
He took me on a bike ride because I did all my schoolwork, unlike someone over there. And he took me on a bike ride up Tambourine Mountain. And to...
Are we talking about nice things that you've
done?
Yeah, that I've done for you guys. So.
Oh, fuck, I'm already out.
You're out. So you don't even want 20 bucks.
Well, what about...
$20?
No, you already owe me a heap of money. So.
You don't understand how much of a favourite child she is.
You know it.
To spite me, he took her to Dreamworld. That was the trip that she's talking about on the bike. To spite me.
Yeah, right.
She took
having a hot
because
having
you were naughty.
Trip.
He was playing up deluxe, so I went, yeah, I'm going to take Holly and sort of treat her out. Say, you're not going to school today. We're going on the bike. We're going to Dreamworld.
Yep.
Get coffee. And
that was the last time I went on a bike with him.
I got sent.
So that's it. So nothing nice, like you can't catch a ball or anything like that.
You weren't around to show me how to catch a ball.
What about skiing? You guys used to do a lot of skiing.
I don't think he actually taught me how to ski.
Oh, okay.
I'm pretty sure it was Speedy Reedy.
Yeah, he never actually taught us how to ski. It was always Speedy Reedy. Yeah.
What about his 100th podcast episode? What about
it's
today?
It's just one thing nice to say.
I've got something nice to say.
Right out.
Good on you. Good on you for sticking with it. Both of you.
Good on you.
What about you, Holly? Something else nice to say, anything?
Great job.
There you go, Barney.
You've done amazing, sweetie.
Yeah, there we go.
I'm proud of you.
Well, thanks for joining us today on our 100th episode, Jake and Holly.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for coming along, and let's enjoy a few more beverages.
Let's do it.
Right, we're going back to the bar.
See you soon.
See you. Righto, we're back from the bar. So our next guest, we're actually going to do a call-in. Now, Barney, we're going to call... Noah from Peak Productions.
Yep, also known as Baby Boy.
Now, hopefully this works. I'm just going to press dial. And whilst it's ringing, hopefully he picks up.
Unless it's the middle of the wedding or something like that. Because he's down in Melbourne at his brother's wedding.
Oh, hey.
Hey, guys. What's happening, fellas?
Noah from Peak Productions, mate. You have just joined in with the lads podcast, 100th episode, live from the Walton Pub. How you going, Braz?
Good, boy. Sorry I couldn't be there. Unfortunately, yeah, I wanted to prioritize you guys, but yeah, something had to help. My brother's wedding kind of had to take priority, apparently.
Absolutely. Fair enough, mate. How's the Melbourne weather going down there, buddy?
Yeah, it's, we buried about 20 sausages last night into a garden patch to try and stop this weather. It's a bit miserable, but it's on and off. So yep. It's coming and going, but it's good and then it's bad and then it's coming and it's going. And, yeah, I don't know. But no, it's Melbourne, you know?
Yeah, absolutely, bro.
So when's the wedding? What time's the wedding?
Is it the Sarvie?
So I'm at the reception now. So obviously Melbourne's an hour in front of you guys.
Yep.
So, yeah, we just done all our photos and all our duties like that. I'm just setting up some cameras and stuff for a little diary thing. So just getting that all sorted. And I've been, you know, critiquing these fucking videographers and photographers basically doing their job.
Oh,
so
nice.
So you're pretty much working while you're there, so.
Free labour, who would believe?
No.
But how's it going down there? How's it, up there?
It's been a really good turnout, mate. See some people turn up.
I tell you what, we've kind of taken over the Walton Hotel here, buddy.
How good.
We're sitting right outside the Slappy Machine investing room. I can tell you, give you the hot tip, there's a lot of investing going on right now.
There has been, yes. There's been some wins, there's been some losses.
Is Thomas Turner in there? Still?
No, he's not. He actually hasn't showed his face yet.
He
hasn't
turned up yet.
He's still working.
Oh. He's not working. He's a plumber and he's hard at it.
He's going to be coming.
I think tonight will be his night where he's investing will be in the positives.
Yep. Of course it will be.
that's fine. Congratulations, boys, on making it to 100th episode. Obviously, you know, the way we met and, I was there from the beginning and seeing you guys grow and, knowing you guys had it in you to, keep it going. And as we said originally, it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when, you boys. So, very proud of you both from, sticking with it and, taking the big leap and chewing like fuck and doing it all and, doing the Patreon, doing the vlogs. Like, it's great to see, it's a big thing to try and, compete in this market as it is now, as you know. But, you guys, you're thugging it out and you're pushing through and, it's showing and the results are there. So, really, really, really well done, boys. And, look forward to catching up with you when I'm back.
Cheers, mate. Absolutely. Thanks for the kind words.
Absolutely. And, mate, from the lads to Peak Productions to Noah.
Yeah,
mate,
thank you.
Thank you very much for being along with this journey because you have helped us out massively, especially with behind the scenes, with setting up cameras and just...
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Being there for us to lean on your shoulder, it's been fantastic. So thanks, mate.
Yep, we appreciate you.
It's been a pleasure. All right, boys. Well, I've been summoned, so
yeah,
I'm going to head back into this joint. But love yous both, and I'll see you soon.
Thanks,
mate.
See you, boy.
See you, boy.
Righto, we're going back to the bar. Thanks for Noah for calling in. Cheers, mate. Righto. Yeah, well, we're back from the fucking bar because. Oh, we're just getting a bit more into this podcast. So
we certainly are. So our next guest is we've got JR on.
We've got Justin Ryder back on for another episode. Welcome back for our 100th episode, JR.
Hello, boys. Thanks for the invite. And 100, eh? Who'd have thunk it?
No one.
Absolutely. Who would have thunk we could stick it out and get 100 done?
Well and
done.
The first thing I'd like to say to you, JR, is like thanks for all your help and what you've done for us as well. We've like put our name on the buggy and the side of your big race trailer.
No worries.
That is that does not go unrecognised, mate. That's it's cheers.
No, I'm glad to have you on board, and it's been some good times, hasn't it?
Absolutely. And anyone that's listening or watching, we've also got a Patreon website or Patreon site where we went out to Fink this year, 2015. 2025.
Wow.
I'm only 10 years off there. 2025, and we took Noah, who was just our last guest on board, out, and we vlogged the whole lot. So the new car, the new trailer, the lads podcast all over it. A massive thank you, JR, for, you know, just allow, not only allowing that, but just saying, hey, boys, we're going to put your fucking melon
on the side.
I would
have never went there on that year unless JR done that. It was sort of...
It was so good.
Yeah, I loved it. It was great. Yeah. I'll be back next
week. So thank you very much, mate.
Let's do it again.
Well, that's why I've got you on here, because obviously you've come down to the Walton to help us celebrate the 100th episode.
Yeah.
But just this week, fill me in, what the fuck's going on?
Yeah, so this Wednesday was the opening of the early expressions of interest for Fink.
Yep.
Very early, because normally it's February or
March.
Yeah,
yeah.
Because obviously the event's June next year.
So, and it's a big event, isn't it? It's their 50th.
It's their 50th, so they're expecting a lot of entries. They've had to cap it.
Yeah.
They've had to do expressions of interest, which that was like not long after we got back.
I was going
to
say, like I thought that was only like, a month afterwards.
Yeah, yep. They put this email out and it was a $100 put your money down if you're interested type of thing, which luckily the fella that bought the old car gave me the heads up on that because I didn't even know about it.
Oh, right.
So that was very lucky. So he'd mentioned that. I did that. And then, the day rolled around on Wednesday to nominate. So I was on there bright and early and I had all my ducks in a row to make sure that we got on, because once those 200 spots go, that's it.
Is it capped?
It's capped.
At 200?
Well, it's normally 165. This year they've extended it to 200.
Yep. And so what you're saying right now, we are in.
We are in.
The lads.
We've had the email.
We're in.
We're in.
So Fink next year, 2026, which is the King's, I was going to say Queen's, the King's birthday long weekend in the Northern Territory, which is the first weekend of June.
Yes.
2026, whatever date that will be, is the 50th anniversary of the Fink Desert Race, and we are fucking there.
We're there. So, yeah.
So good.
It's going to be a massive event. They've obviously had a lot of interest from bikes and cars.
Yeah.
So, it's going to be a really good event.
Yeah, absolutely. No doubt we've got a bit of planning to do. So, any insights on what you can give our listeners to 2026 on what the racing looks like?
Yeah, so we're going to attack the official Australian Off-Road Motorsport Series again.
Yep.
We had a break from it somewhat last year. Last year we were building the car.
The brand new car.
The year before we did the ARB Series to try some different events.
Yep.
This year we're going to head back to, 2026, we're going to head back to the Motorsport Australia Series.
Yep.
Which will see the first round not until April.
Yep. Is that the Pooncarry round?
Yeah, Pooncarry. Yep.
So we've done Pooncarry twice.
We have.
Already. So we know that track quite well.
Yeah. Yeah, looking forward to that. We've obviously got the fuel capacity to deal with Pooncarry.
Yeah, we do.
Which some may not, so that will be helpful.
Yep.
And then, it looks like Fink's the second round in June.
Yep.
And then Love Day.
Which
and
is
then,
in South Australia.
Yeah, at, what's his name? Can't think of his name. Watley's. Property.
Yes.
Yeah, so that's a big property, off-road adventure park where they have that race.
Yep.
Toby and Tony, I think it is, isn't it? So we've not been there, so we're looking forward to getting down to there.
Yep.
And then the last round's over in WA at Kalgoorlie. So we'll
only go to that if we're looking good.
Yeah, that's right. If we're in the top three and we're in the hunt, we'll make the trek.
Yep.
If not, we'll sit it out and we'll obviously do our local Gundawindi round and we'll do our Don River. Yeah, which is a bit of a staple for us. So
yeah,
and absolutely. The Don River, so that the last day, so you obviously had a bolt come out of the A-arm, didn't you, for the on the first day. So the second day you were on fire, like you shook that car down. You're confident in the car, like it's sitting well now.
Yeah, well, I said to, when we were crawling the car back on Saturday, I said to Levi, look, I don't even know what we're going to achieve by running tomorrow. And he goes, we can't win, so we can't even place.
Yep.
And then I thought, you know what? No, we have to shake this car down. So, so we went
and shake it down. You did.
We went into Sunday and just thought, you know what? Let's just send it, see what happens, because it didn't. You know, you've got to drive with a level of attrition to get it to the end.
Yep.
That didn't matter when day one was already a disaster. So we just thought we'll send it, see what happens. The car was brilliant. The result was there.
Yep.
Fastest car in class six, and
Well, you were the first one across the finish line, weren't you?
Yeah.
According to the actual the media, though, was it? Because they missed you completely. They were talking about something different, and
they were busy interviewing someone, and I had to roll over the witch's hats to get in there. So I think they thought I'd broken down.
Yeah.
But the timing doesn't lie, and we were first back officially on timing.
So you were holding this thing flat.
Yeah.
It was good.
Good.
So.
And JR, the last couple of years, like when I say last couple, 4 or 5 years, when the racing season finished, you've always been busy in that shed prepping for the next season, as in either building a new car or building a race trailer to take us away racing, being competitively up there in the forefront. So now that you're sort of 4 seasons into this, coming into this off season that we're sitting in now, does it feel good that it's like you've got a lot of other things ticked off, that now the off season is a little bit more relaxed for you?
Absolutely, yeah. It's very strange, to be honest, because every year since we've started, it's been a progression of, first car, second car, better car, this car, transporters, trailers, generators. The bills and the list of things to buy was endless, but I think we're nearly there, to be honest.
You're in a position now, going into 2026, I nearly said 2016, 2026, that everything is looking good. You've got the transporter, you've got the vehicles, you've got the trailer, you've got the tools, you've got the buggy, you've got everything. You've got the crew, you've got everything sorted. So going into next season to prep for next year, it's not like you've got a million to-do things. It's kind of like it's a handful of to-do things.
Yeah, that's right.
So it must feel fucking amazing to go into... I mean, our off-season, like now, you can enjoy a bit of family life, yeah?
100%. And that's what I've been trying to do. Like, I even went with my grandson to swimming lessons this morning.
Yep.
First time I've done that, you know what I mean? So
it's
nice to do a little bit of other stuff. I'm still tinkering down the shed like we do.
Yep.
As males.
Yeah, yes.
But it's nice to not have to be down there night after night.
Yeah.
You know, we'll get closer to the race season starting and I'll be back down there, obviously.
Definitely.
But there's a lot less to do than normal.
Yep.
And there's, the list has gotten a lot shorter. So the only thing we're really missing now, the piece of the puzzle, is a recovery trailer.
Yeah. So, and we've just spoken about that. So that's on the to-do list, but
that's easy compared to what we've had to do.
So I actually seen there was a press release today, or that was yesterday. There's a new Can-Am coming out. So,
I don't believe it.
He might as well get on board.
Yeah, no,
the Red Yard run out of that one.
That's something you got to use on April Fool's Day.
You're wrong, neighbour. That was Black Friday.
So all I can say is thanks for coming here today to the Walton, mate, to help us celebrate the 100th episode of the Lads Podcast. Yep. It's been an amazing adventure, not only as the lads, but incorporating it with off-road racing.
Yeah.
And all we can do is say thank you very much for incorporating our ugly heads on the side of your race trailer and your buggy and promoting our little podcast that's going quite well. So thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Yeah, no worries.
No, appreciate everything you've done for us.
Moving on to 2026, I can't wait to get the trailer and the car back out into the field and taking some of this gear away with us and doing podcasts as well as while we're away and giving our listeners, up to date, results and adventures that we get up to. So
looking forward to it.
Fuck yeah! Right,
Bring on 2026. Sorry,
I'm gonna get back to the bar. So anyone that's listening right now, we'll come back in a second. See you soon. Oh, righto. We are back from the bar now. Seriously, we've just had like
a couple of fucking
shots. Has it been like an hour break in between?
Oh, I've got no idea on time. Okay. So
I know I've had a tequila shot with Carmen. Say hello, Carmen.
Hello.
Carmen's on board. Nat?
Yo.
Yeah, so we've got our better halves.
What we've got here is behind every great man is a great woman.
Absolutely.
So here we are.
Yeah, we've got Nat on board, your lovely wife. Welcome, Nat.
Hi.
Someone's scared. And we've got my lovely partner, Carmen. Say hello, Carmen.
Hello, Carmen.
All right. So this next part of the segment, I'll just ease you in, guys, before we get chatting. Let's have a listen to a couple of call-ins.
Yep.
Because we've got to have a few call-ins. So here we go. You ready for the first one?
Let's do it.
Righto.
G'day, lads. How's it going? It's Jacko.
Jacko.
Hope he's having a good week.
Thanks, mate.
I'm trying to get out and about to go catch his fucking trout. I'm going to make it tonight. I'm going to go get the bastard and have a bit of a cook up tomorrow.
Nice.
I've been too busy chasing fucking fluff around the city, you know what I mean?
Have ya?
I got a bit of a story for yous from a couple years ago. We had this family dog, right? His name was Nugget. He was a Labrador cross golden retriever, big fluffy fucking
Nugget.
And a couple of years ago, he got too old. We had to put him down. So the old man took him down to the vets and give him the green dream, feed him a bit of bacon, and send him off to sleep. The lady goes, now, would you like to have nugget cremated? And the old boy goes, yeah, actually we'd really appreciate that. So flicked her a couple pineapples and not the ones that make your jizz taste like pineapple but cash, and you know, off he went to the Weber Q. And anyway, a month or so goes past, and you know, we've all sort of gotten over the fact that nugget's no longer around, and Dad gets a phone call from the vets, and he'd completely forgotten that he was getting nugget cremated. The lady rings up and goes, hello sir, so and so from the vets, I'm just calling you to let you know that nugget's ready to be collected. And the old boy goes, oh no, I think there's been a misunderstanding. Nugget, we had him put down a couple months ago, like a couple weeks ago. I don't think it's him. And she goes, no, he's been cremated. He's in a tin. The old boy goes, oh, shit, oh. Right, okay, I'm coming down to pick him up.
Get him.
So, yeah, the old boy, you know, as you get older and older, gentlemen, you start to forget. And I'll tell you, he's fucking not too bad at forgetting. Have a good one, lads.
Oh, thanks.
Thanks, Jacko. Jacko was actually invited us to go down a bit of a fishing and hunting trip.
Which we'll get
down
to.
In, we will do it. So,
yep.
Obviously, I know Jacko and his old man. And
yep.
Jacko, you've actually got way better stories to tell about your old man than that. So tell him about the one about the trailer in when you fucked his good trailer.
Oh, you so, want him to call that in?
Yeah, I want that call in. Right. So
that was a cremation story. Have you guys ever cremated an animal?
Yeah. We did.
What did you cremate?
So I had a dog. His name was Manny. So he was supposed to be a... what was he supposed to be? He was actually... It was a big fucking dog.
What the fuck was he? It's gone. Bull Mastiff. No,
it wasn't a bull mastiff. Anyway, it was a big dog.
Mastiff.
And
it was a big goddamn dog.
He had a lot of dramas, and he fucking we had to put him down.
Yeah.
And I said, I've buried every dog. I've dug a hole. I've put every dog in a hole.
Yep.
I said, I'm not fucking burying you.
Oh, he's a big dog.
I took him in the horse float.
You need an excavator.
Yeah, he was huge.
So, he went in the horse float, and then he got cremated.
So I think he's not under the bed anymore.
No, he's beside the bed.
He's still in the box. Yeah, right.
We haven't spread his ashes.
We spread
Huey.
And we got him cremated, and we put him in a bag on the back of Chappie, and we played ball. So he's in our paddock.
So he just spread the ashes out.
Yeah, so he spread it in our paddock.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. And we also done the same to Phil as well. So we tied Phil on the back
of... You guys have cremated a few.
Yeah.
He wasn't a pet.
Phil was my best
mate. Phil was his best mate.
So we actually put Phil on the back of the motorbike and just rode off. Don't be sad. It's all good.
We're talking about animals.
Yeah, I know, but I'll just sort of...
Spreading the ashes. Spreading the ashes on the bike ride.
Yep. Carmen, have you ever cremated an animal?
No, but I had a pet dog that we buried under an orange tree, and then it grew into a big orange tree.
Oh, it was already... Was it an orange tree before he
no,
was...
No.
You put the orange tree on top.
You planted it on top.
Yeah.
See, I've said that on a couple of podcasts. I want to be cremated and then dug a hole and put a tree in me. And if a tree ever dies, it's just like, fucking, I didn't like that tree. Then plant a new one. So you've already done that.
We buried a dog's body.
Poor Zena. Oh, not ashes.
Not ashes, like a
the
body.
The dog.
Yeah, the whole dog. The whole dog. Dog, like that. All the dog. Those oranges are full of dog. Yep.
Don't eat those oranges.
No, don't eat them.
It's dog orange. Mm. Oh, righto, you ready for the next call?
Yeah.
Righto, let's go.
Barney, Stiffy, Pinkford, how are you boys? It's the Bowie Aircon bloke here. I've got a fucking pretty big fuck off for you.
Yeah.
I fucking obviously live in Bowie Desert and had my little girl, she wasn't falling asleep too well. So I decided to bang her in the car, it's like 11 o'clock at night, and across the road from us, we found these people. And they have extended their property onto the council reserve just across the road from us. And they've decided to chuck in fucking three horses in this one spot. Anyway, long story short, we've seen him, we've gone, fuck, that's no good, probably should fucking take better care of him. When I've jumped in the car to take my little girl for a drive, there's these three fucking horses just walking straight up the road. Oh. I've gone over, knocked on their door and gone, hey mate, you own two bays and a Palomino? And he goes, yeah. I said, they're walking right up the fucking road, do you want to grab me? He goes, oh, they're my sisters, and she lives in Lowood, and I have no idea about anything about horses. Fuck me! So I've run back home, I've grabbed my fucking holsters, I've grabbed my fucking ropes and everything, got these cunts and put them in the front yard. Anyway, I've gone to go and he goes, oh, we can't leave him here, we all need to leave in the morning. Buddy, that's not my fucking problem,
no,
is it?
No.
So then he's pleaded with me, we've got them in the backyard, and I said, oh, make sure you fucking close that fence over there, because that's how he got out. And he turns around and goes, oh, I have nothing for this fence. Oh, fuck off! So then I've just grabbed some Telstra wire out of his fucking shipping container. I said, go tie a knot. You wouldn't believe it. He turns around and goes, I don't know how to tie knots!
Don't ya?
Fuck! So tie knots, you silly cunt! Anyway, get the horses in the back. Next minute, fucking, no thank you, no nothings, no anything. Just goes, all right, I'll see you later, champ.
Oh,
after an year and a half of helping this cunt out, I got champ! So this cunt can go get fucked!
Oh.
Anyway, boys, hope you guys have the best rest of your week, and you guys don't get champ.
Oh, yeah, no! Yeah. He got chance. Shout out
some
to Bowie Aircon, man.
Some people shouldn't have animals.
No, champ, absolutely.
And definitely not champ people.
Oh, fuck. Wouldn't that piss you off? They?
Oh, sorry. I just got,
I got
distracted over here. Yeah, but anyway, so.
Holly's
don't champ people unless they deserve it.
We've got a live audience going on. Yeah. And being at the Walton pub, everyone's had a few beers, haven't they?
Yeah. Oh, a couple, maybe.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe, and maybe so it's getting,
have you had a couple, though?
It's getting a bit rowdy.
Yeah,
you reckon
that,
it's getting
that
rowdy?
That aircon man that just rang in has been giving me drinks and he keeps saying I can call him Daddy.
Daddy, yeah. Daddy.
I think he might be younger
than you, too.
He is younger.
So how's that work for you, calling someone Daddy that's
younger
than you?
I'm okay with it. He what? Likes okay? horses. He told me I can bring my horses and everything.
What about if you? What about if you call him Champ? What about if you call him Champ?
Oh, maybe I should do that.
Yeah, just time
just see how it goes.
No, I don't mind. He's been buying me drinks all day.
Has he?
Yeah.
He right might on. Not if you call him Champ.
No. Well, let's get to the next call in. We got a few to go through.
Steffi, Barney, how you doing, lads?
Good, mate.
Good to hear. Good. Just the Jim Boomba Gigolo here. Calling up about old mate losing his member to the octopus. I haven't heard anything about a bloke losing the old fella, but I do know plenty of blokes that have lost their nuts and now live in the wife's handbag, sadly. Anyway, forget about them, boys. Keen as for Saturday at the Walton. Knock back a couple. Celebrate the 100th. Don't expect a shout from me, but the old gigolo business has been a bit slow lately. They locked the Rotary Park toilets at night now. Anyway, boys, see you Saturday. See ya. Bye.
Jim Boomba Gigolo. Has he been in yet?
I didn't know they locked the toilets.
Oh, that's up at the McLean Bridge, I think he's talking about there. The Rotary Park. Oh.
On the other side.
No, is that in Jim Boomba, the Rotary Park down behind Woolworths?
Oh, yeah, near the police station.
Yeah.
They lock those toilets.
Well, apparently. Well,
Jim Boomba. Actually, if you can ring back and let us know what time they lock it, so I won't go there after that. So.
Yeah, right.
Over.
Thanks, Jim Boomba Gigolo. Nice to hear from you, bruh. Right. Next one.
Hey, Steffi and Barney. Cordy's neighbour.
No, this bloke.
Yeah. Just giving you a big shout out and congratulations on the 100th potty.
Thanks,
what a
mate.
Fucking awesome effort.
You were just on.
Really proud of you, boys. Well done. Although, I've got to say, took a fucking long time to recover from the fucking after party of the 50th potty. Holy shit.
Oh.
Didn't that night get a little bit loose?
Didn't
Every it? Fucking bin chicken in the district was feasting on Steffi Spew down the end of my street for a fucking week. Fucking hell. What a night. What a fucking night. Anyway, the things we do, eh? The things we do. But, mate, you guys have done it. You've achieved it. Keep doing it. Just keep doing what you do.
Thanks, bro.
Barney, I dead set thought I was looking at fucking Elvis the other night in that fucking room when you're up there dancing, mate.
Yeah, you
don't know how you didn't fucking win.
Oh, we're
and
still
Steph,
questioning it.
Well, what can we say to Steph? The only bit of advice I got, mate, is keep lathering up that sunscreen, buddy. Love your work. See you as
Bye.
See you, mate.
Yeah, thanks. Cordy's next door neighbour, mate.
We just thanks for all the call-ins and the funny stuff that you do. So
absolutely.
And that was the first night I actually met Cordy's next door neighbour.
Was our 50th after
party. On the 50th. Yeah, that was...
it was a big night.
It was a big night.
Yeah, thanks, Cordy's next door neighbour. Right, we've got one more. Let's get through this one.
G'day, Stiffy and Barney. Bot from Bundy here. How the fucking hell are ya?
Good
fucking
bot. Awesome. You going,
fantastic. Bro? Good to hear. You guys, congratulations on your ton.
Thanks, mate.
Right up there. Actually, it might even be a bit better than Travis Head's previous ton. I did have a few beers that day. Fucking hell, I woke up a little bit ordinary, but it was worth it. But you guys have a cracking day. Hair's looking forward to another 100. And keep up the good work, because I love driving and listening to you guys. I have a laugh. I learn some stuff and learn to look after me mates.
Yeah.
Bloody champions. Yeah. Good on ya.
Oh, thanks, Bob.
Cheers
from Bundy.
For the kind words, mate. That's,
cheers, mate.
We had a good yarn up at bloody Nambour. And, yeah, what a top bloke.
Absolutely. Thanks, Bob from Bundy, mate. Cheers for that. Righto, well.
I want to know what he learnt.
Oh, I don't know.
Listen to look, this fucking...
There's a bit going on.
Yeah.
So, mate, we won't wrap it up just yet because I think we've got a few call-ins still to do some liveies.
Yeah, we've got another couple.
But there, so. I can see you're dry, so we're going to go back to the bar. We'll come back soon. And unless you've got anything else to say? No?
Not me, no.
Why not?
Why not?
What about you, Nat? Have you got anything to say? You've always got this something to fucking say.
Look, I just want to say well done. You've done well, even though you had to get around work and you've been away a lot and you've still made your 100. So that's awesome. Good on you, boys.
Nice
that's
work. Really
absolutely. Thank you. So proud of you guys.
Very proud. It's
huge milestone.
Yeah. So many people are loving what you do. So good work.
Appreciate it. I reckon you're going to get one tonight now. Oh!
Yeah.
You might just get lucky tonight.
So.
Is that a post every other night? Or?
Oh, yeah, that's it's called Tuesday.
All right.
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Let's go back to the bar. I'm going to cut these girls off.
See you, boy.
See
you soon.
Righto, we're fucking... Barney, I tell you what, mate. How's this afternoon now? Listeners, we're only like an hour 18 in, but we've been here for about 4 or 5 hours now.
Yeah, we got here at, 11 o'clock?
It's now 4:50.
It's almost 5.
It's nearly 5 o'clock, so it's nearly 6 hours. Six hours. We've been on the piss. So anyway, let's just say we're going about to wrap this episode up, but I've been forward something from Carmen that I want to play because it reflects a little bit about our last, I guess not 100 episodes, but it makes sense to play it on
our
here.
Our journey.
What did you say?
A journey.
A journey, right. Yeah. So I'm just going to play this and we'll have a chat.
Just, you ever had a gut feeling that maybe you were meant for more? Because you weren't really sure what the next best steps were to achieve it? Me too. So what's your more? What's your destination? And I'm not talking about just more money or more things. I'm also talking about more love, more joy, more choice, more balance, more trust. What's your more?
Yeah, that brought something to me because I'm thinking, you know, for 2025, this is really our first, second episode for 2025. It's like, you know what? Yeah, what is my more for 2025? I do want more people in my life. You know what I mean? I've got friends and whatnot, but it's like I feel like I've got more to give for 2025, especially from 2023, or even back further, 2021, 2022, 2023, 2024, I started to start giving back more, you know? But 2025 to me is like, I watched that and I was like, yeah, give more, you know?
Give more.
Like this, I just paid out of crackheads, but that's just our humor. But it's kind of like, I do want to do some good stuff for me, not just to be, you know, not to go out and video me doing good shit. That's not what I'm getting at.
No,
it's like
I actually love people that do that. Video themselves doing
it
good
for,
shit. So if you're going to do it for fucking, for the reason.
Do it for the right reason.
Not for the
and
reason.
Also, you know, being a better person, getting more people in and around, you know, my...
Your circle?
Circle? Yeah. Because I don't like calling it a bubble because then you're not going outside of that bubble, are you? No. But circle is similar, but I still want to broaden everything. So what is my more? Well... Maybe by the end of 2025, I want to
touch back with that message and go, well, fuck, I listened to this in 2025 at the start and fuck, look what I did this year.
Yep.
And yeah, you know what? Big part is this podcast. We're going to go fucking...
Well, we have. We've already met fucking new people. Tommy...
Righto, I just played that. That's a clip from our 52nd episode.
Yep.
Which was earlier this year because we had our 50th before last Christmas and we're kind of like 12 months forward from that.
Yep.
So, mate, that resonates a little bit because that was a little bit about going, right, for 2025, I want to broaden my, what, horizons and...
Fucking tick that off.
Tick that off.
Tick like, that off, brah.
Our 2025 has been epic, hasn't it, mate?
Mate, it has. It's I'm going to use the journey word again. I'm not taking the piss out of you for the journey word.
Yeah.
It's been a journey. It's the people that I've met.
Yeah.
The experiences that I've done, like the Buddy Fink, the Don, all those sorts of things.
Fight nights,
all that. Yeah. It's doing
the galas.
It. That's the thing that sort of resonates to me at the moment.
Yeah.
I'm just going, the stuff that I've done over the last 12 months is absolutely the stuff that I wouldn't have done if we didn't actually do it.
Correct. The last 12 months, we have ticked a lot of boxes for 2025 where not only are we accomplishing stuff for ourselves, but we're doing things for not just our community, but the people that are listening, but also our family and friends. They all fucking love it.
Look at the community that turned up here today, sir. So
yeah, exactly. Oh. Your wife's... what's your wife's... Oh, she wants your... People can't see this, but Barney's getting...
Well, they will be able to see it, sir.
Frisked for his keys.
Been frisked. They're actually in my back pocket.
Yeah, you got it?
No. Lower. More lower.
Done. Now, before we do leave, mate, I do have another message from a person that has been... Oh, yeah. Sorry, before we go. See you, Holly. Are you going?
Yeah.
Righto. No, see you
are
later.
Are we gone? Are we gone? Are you gone? We're gone.
All right. So what I want to read to you is something that's been sent in to actually by your mate... Brett.
Mm.
So Brett Goodlett.
Yep.
He's out and about at the moment doing good things with his wife. Actually, right now, they are sitting at Nindigully Pub watching the pig racing.
Yep.
So he sent a massive message in. So this is from Brett. Massive congratulations on your 100th episode. I'm sad I can't be there to celebrate with you. I've struggled with head noise for a while for a few reasons. Lost my best mate in a bike accident. Lost my dad early and was thinking, why the fuck am I still here? What purpose do I have on this earth? Then I see my two great kids and amazing wife who has stuck by me through everything. This year, my wife and I decided to take the plunge and work less and travel more, as your time is limited. My head noise is always there, but listening to you guys is a highlight of my week, so keep doing you. Thanks very much.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's home, doesn't it? Like, yeah. So I met Brett 20-odd years ago, same time about met Stewie.
Yep.
So good people. Like, and you're not in their life all the time.
No.
But when you catch up, it is like the day you left. Like, and that's when you know you've got a good mate.
Absolutely. So massive shout out to Brett. Thanks for the kind words,
cheers
for
that, mate. So.
Cheers to the Nindigully Pub. You guys must be rocking it.
Oh, mate, yeah. I think he's doing the drone footage for the actual pig racing.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, so he's on the tools. So.
And he's definitely one of the lads that have been putting a fair bit of effort into our private group, the lads potty.
He's very community-based and he's mate, he's had so many businesses. He's just a bit of an entrepreneur.
Yep.
But yeah, love the man, so...
All right, mate. Well, we're nearly at an hour 25, or we are at an hour 25. So I reckon we wrap this up pretty soon because we're going to get on the piss. We're at a pub.
Mate, we've been on the piss all day, bro. I don't know if you fucking missed that email, but yeah.
So I hope this episode has gone well for you listeners because this episode's been strung out over about 6 hours.
Yep.
And it is what it is. And I'm getting fucking sideways.
Yeah. So if you've actually got a complaint or anything, send it into ladspotty@gmail.com as a fuck off and go, yeah.
Yeah, fuck off.
But yeah, I love the pub noise.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I would actually love this as a studio.
As a studio?
As a studio. Well, like, it's, yeah, that's, yeah. This is the vibe that's, yeah, like the people vibe? Coming and going. And the vibe, it's Mabo, it's the journey. So. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, mate, congratulations on 100 episodes. All I can say is let's fucking have a bigger and better 200th episode. Yep.
And, mate, thanks for all your hard work. Like, behind the scenes, like, no one sort of sees that sort of shit, but you are busy. So it's constant. So.
Yeah, no worries. All right, listeners, thanks for joining in for another one. And you can always join in with the fun with the lads, because the lads stands for Lifestyle Adventure and Daily Stories. And if anyone's got anything they want to contribute to us, then just join on in with the fun.
Come on in. Come on to this amazing community.
Oh, geez, I nearly stuffed that up. I nearly pressed. I am that sideways that I nearly stuffed that up. All right, so I wanted to... We're going to exit?
We are.
Oh, hang on. Just wait a second, because I can't even read what I'm doing here.
You want me to do it?
Oh.
What's that?
Hang on. No, not that one. I'm going to get Barney to do the outro. I think it's this one here. It's that green one, Barney. I'm the stiff man.
This is the first time that I've actually got to press any buttons.
I'm the stiff man. I'm getting the fuck out of here.
Barney, see you, bye.